This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Brazilian police dismantle the camp of supporters of far-right former President Jair Bolsonaro in the capital on Monday, a day after rioters launched the worst attack on state institutions since the country's return to democracy in the 1980s. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Demonstrators shattered windows, demolished computers, and graffitied walls before police in riot gear retook the palace. On Monday, soldiers outside raised the flag, while inside, Lula held a cabinet meeting with his defense minister and commanders of the armed forces. Justice Minister Flavio Dino said 200 demonstrators had been arrested, although that number is expected to rise. U.S. President Joe Biden joined other world leaders in condemning Sunday's riots, calling them, quote, outrageous. Sunday's attacks recalled for many the assault on the U.S. Capitol 2 years ago by backers of former President Donald Trump.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. A Ukraine school has rejected a Russian claim of troops killed there. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials at the vocational school in Kramatorsk have dismissed claims hundreds of Ukrainian troops were killed in a missile strike there, saying a rocket merely blew out windows and damaged classrooms. Russia has specifically named the vocational school as the target, saying missiles did hit two temporary bases housing over 1,000 Ukrainian troops in the city, killing 600 of them last Saturday. The school's deputy director has scoffed at the claim of hitting a troop concentration. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A powerful deep-sea earthquake damaged village buildings in eastern Indonesia, and its substantial shaking was widely felt in northern Australia. A tsunami warning was later lifted 3 hours later. This is VOA News. Five suspects appeared in a Kenyan court on Monday over the death of a prominent LGBTQ campaigner as police continued to investigate the gruesome killing. The body of the 25-year-old man was found last week stuffed in a metal box on a roadside in western Kenya in a case that has drawn condemnation from rights campaigners at home and abroad. The five suspects appeared in court but did not enter pleas. The suspects include a freelance photographer who was reportedly a lover and is accused of killing him. Opening arguments are beginning in the trial of a man accused of killing eight people in a 2017 Halloween Day terrorist attack in New York City. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Federal prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for Saifullo Saipov, who they say drove a rented van down the bike path on the west side of Manhattan, mowing down numerous people, killing eight of them. Six foreign tourists and two New Yorkers. The Uzbek national got out of the van with a pellet gun and a paintball gun and shouted Allahu Akbar, meaning God is great. He was shot by police. Court papers say that after his arrest, he told authorities he was inspired by Islamic State videos and that he used a truck in the attack to inflict maximum damage against civilians. Julie Walker, New York.
An international conference on climate resilient Pakistan seeks $16 billion U.S. dollars to support Pakistan's multi-year effort to recover from last year's unprecedented flood disaster. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday described his heartbreak after witnessing Pakistan's devastating flooding last summer and urged rich nations to help invest in rebuilding the country.
No country deserves to endure what happened to Pakistan. But it was especially bitter to watch that country's generous spirit being repaid with a climate disaster of monumental scale.
Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif joined Guterres in person at the conference, while other world leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, took part virtually. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Virgin Orbit says a mission to launch the first satellites into orbit from Western Europe has failed. The U.S.-based company attempted its first international launch on Monday using a modified jumbo jet to carry one of its rockets. The rocket was supposed to take nine small satellites for mixed civil and defense use into orbit, but about 2 hours after the plane took off, the company reported that the mission encountered a problem. The company had previously completed four similar launches from California. I'm Joe Ramsey.